Hi, this is Pastor Ben Weisbrod at Church of the Cross in Lexington, Ohio, and welcome to Deeper Together. This week, the God of all comfort. God has not brought us this far to leave us now. We are being called and prepared to be the church at such a time as this. We are called by God to be witnesses in the world that so desperately needs to know the hope and love and promises of Jesus. Those are words written by Bishop Tracy Malone of the East Ohio Annual Conference. I think she's saying, we've been training our entire Christian lives for such a time as this, to put others before ourselves, to decide and act with compassion for the vulnerable, to testify to God as our rock and our Redeemer, to lift up the promise of the resurrection, and to live as though we do indeed believe Christ is with us in this and in all things. So let's go deeper today into the Word of God. I'm reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 through 7. Paul writes, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. Just as we share abundantly in the sufferings of Christ, so also our comfort abounds through Christ. If we are distressed, it is for your comfort and salvation. If we are comforted, it is for your comfort, which produces in you patient endurance of the same sufferings we suffer. And our hope for you is firm, because we know that just as you share in our sufferings, so also you share in our comfort." Although this passage never appears in the Sunday lectionary any week, any year, I think it is beautiful. I think it sums up soul friendship. I think it saves us from ourselves, as in, sometimes it's hard to get outside of our own pain. It is a word for you and me when we need comforting, and it's a word that sparks and motivates us to reach out as comforter and to get past the, what shall I say? Because these verses teach the connection. Jesus' pain connects to my pain, connects to your pain. And when that link is made, just watch. The God of all comfort joins this circle. And not just any sort of comfort, not comfort in general, not a worldly sort of comfort, no, not even a bottle of Southern comfort. This is the highest kind of comfort there is. This is the comfort God supplies to his suffering people, enjoyed by Paul and his companions, and it's available to all God's people who suffer, and to be shared today with each other in a very special bond of fellowship. And a last thing about that word comfort, the Greek word is paraklesis. It's similar to the word Jesus used at the Last Supper when he promised to his friends, his disciples, a helper or help of the highest sort, or paraklete. Jesus was promising the gift at that moment of the Holy Spirit. So the use of a word in one place often gives us insight into the use of the same word in another place. Truly, comfort from God, received and shared, is dynamic, it's holy, and Jesus is at the heart of it. Here are some questions. What's a thing that you would have done this past decade or so if you knew what awaited us in 2020? And humor is okay to think of an answer that's a bit humorous. Who comforted you when you needed comforting? What are some of the qualities of the comfort you were shown, and how did this comforting person learn to be a comforter? The word comfort is used 10 times in these verses. You might even say that Paul's wording is awkward or redundant. Paul was a gifted writer. Why does he so amplify this word? And finally, Paul is trying to flip a script. He does that a lot in his letters. Are there any scripts in your life, in our life today, that need flipping? Dear friends, I'm praying that all is well with you and that you enjoy good health in the same way that you prosper spiritually.